Welcome to Within Brim's Skin with me, Brimstone, where every episode is filled to the rim with more brim than you can handle. Stay tuned as I dive into a variety of topics that I can get behind, as well as the ones that just burn me up. So buckle up, strap in, because it's about to go down. It's time, it's time, it's Within Brim Skin time, number 88. I'm the enemy of the state. I got my wingman Zambo.
Hello.
My other one, Alex.
Ayo.
And it's going to be another epic episode. Why?
Because it always is.
Absolutely, positively, and that is what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
What? What are you like?
I expected him to say something.
No. You guys are good. I literally know what you guys are saying. It's fine.
Well, as always, what do you call it? Within Brim Skin, brought to you by Kikkoman Traditionally Brewed Soy Sauce, making soy sauce cool again. Mane & Tail Hair Care Products,
Discover the secret.
And Beyer Dynamic High Quality Audio Technology, the right product for everything you need.
And don't our voices sound Zambo, come up with a word.
Sultry. And delicious.
There we go. I can always rely on him. See, I told you last week I was missing my news.
Today's secret word is
Jaeger. So what do you call it? Obviously, I'm doing that because we've got a new person hanging out with Old Brim and the Grindhouse Radio crew. It's not necessarily a person. It is a product, and we love them. Thank you so much to Jaeger. And again, that's the word, not the full one. Jägermeister is not the word, so just make sure you don't yell at me. So what do you call it? So Jägermeister is hooked us up with some delicious bottles of their cold brew. What do you call it? And they're going to be getting us some of the other stuff as well for the other studio. So thank you so much, guys. What do you call it? I'm not a huge drinker, but when I do drink, I like to have the good stuff. Yeah, but when I do this, and it's delicious. So anyway, so if you want, you pour some shots and stuff of that. Yeah, you can give me some of that too, please, if you don't mind. Oh, that's so nice. That's nice.
Beautiful.
Yeah. What do you call it? So I want to. I definitely want to talk about some stuff and things.
Stuff and things.
Yeah. Some really cool things this past week. Last week I should say. After we did our recordings on Monday, Tuesday. I was off to do some adventures, and I was joined by Kim and Mr. Greer from GHR. Thank you, sir. I got my Jägermeister.
You went adventuring without me and Zambo?
Well,
how dare you?
That was during the week where and Zambo were not here.
How dare?
So, what do you want me to do?
Right.
I can't wait for you.
I know.
So I shot out to, to Pennsylvania because of a very important thing. We were releasing, finally, we were doing the first batch of the Torched Stone Thai hot sauce. So, super psyched about that. So not only did I get to be there for it being born, okay? So, again, now, mind you, the birthing process is very important
to
me.
It
was actually very delightful.
Oh, nice.
It was a delightful
easy
process. How was that, by the way? It was good?
Oh, it was delicious.
Yeah, it's good, right? It's nice and smooth. So we had our shots. So that being said, moving forward, what I was talking about, Torched Stone Thai. So for those of you who know me and have followed me over the years or who have recently checked out therealbrimstone.com and looked, here and there and everywhere, I am no new person to sauce and seasonings. I have my own line, the whole nine yards that I've had for many years. Now, The thing is that when I had produced those other sauces and seasonings,
yeah.
I was there, I created them. I did everything with
right.
The chefs to make sure that everything was the way I wanted it. However, when they went in and started being mass produced, I wasn't there to see them being done. So, I was at some point here
right.
and there, but
yeah,
not the first time. You know what I mean?
Right.
So this time I was actually in there.
The
I watched them.
Room, the
I watched them with all the mash and putting it into the big old, canister to get it all heated up. They put that baby up to like 180 degrees or something like
ooh.
That. And
nice
they got all that good stuff rolling and And then we watched the entire process. From literally from zipping them into the bottles. You know, it's kind of like the over at Mane & Tail, Steve. You know,
yeah.
Except
yeah,
obviously
you guys,
sauce, not you know.
Yeah.
You're telling me I can't put this in my hair?
No.
Oh.
And I mean, your hair's red to begin with. yeah, yeah, it might be fiery red after that.
Oh, that's kind of cool, though. I would love to have hair like Hades. Are you kidding me?
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, what do
you
call sick.
It? So that'd be cool. So we watched the entire thing, and you know, everything from the bottling to the labels and the whole, it was a whole process. And at the end, the first one, I packed the first box and I slid it through to get zipped. What do you call it? To get taped. Yeah. So it was a really cool experience. They were already selling like the Dickens, knock on wood, thank goodness. If anybody would like to try Torched Stone Thai, I'm saying it slow because it's a tongue twister. But if you, what do you call it? If you go to torchbearersauces.com. Go to torchbearersauces.com. You pick them up. What do you call it? It is 15% off if you use the code TORCHED15. Okay? That is a special code to make sure that you get some money off. I want to make sure that you have the opportunity to, to get some product and get a couple of bucks off just because. So anyway, this is not going to last very long in terms of the discount. So use it now before it goes away. That being said, very excited about it. Very, very, very excited about
Hells
it.
Yeah.
There are a couple of restaurants who are already interested in picking some up, and hopefully the distributors will get it soon. But for now, you guys want to be one of the first to get these. So
heck yeah.
And I personally was there to do it. So anybody who picks them up, no, I was there. I put it through. I'm the
His
one that
slobber
that did it.
Is
yeah.
all over that bottle.
I don't know about slobber, but I touched it. So if that does anything for you, that's great.
Does it for a lot of people, actually.
That's true. That's a good thing. That doesn't, you know.
Touching does a lot for a lot of people.
Well, me touching, I don't know. You know what I mean?
Some people make the difference.
No. Okay. All right. Well, I know it's Wednesdays for us.
That's true.
You know what I'm
That's
saying?
True.
But,
That's
you know,
true.
And Alex, you know, is Thursdays.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw where you were going.
Every other day?
Every other day, yeah.
Every other day.
Well, this isn't GHR. We don't sing here. I'm sorry.
It's Friday.
Friday.
Get down on
Friday. Friday. Yeah. You know what's really scary?
So
every freaking Friday, now Haley is with me for what do you call it, for school, because she's doing remote learning.
Okay.
So she's here with me at the studios when I'm at the studio.
All right.
That being said, what do you call it, on Fridays, her teacher winds up playing that every freaking Friday morning. So the first thing I hear every Friday morning when she turns on the computer is Rebecca Black.
Gotta get down on Friday.
Who, by the way, has turned into a very attractive young lady.
Yeah. I haven't kept up with her.
Yeah, very.
Or anything that she's done.
I had to, because I was just like, this, I need to see what she's doing now. And apparently she just did something recently. I don't remember what it was, but she did something recently.
I don't know.
She's, she's doing her music career still, and I think she's just on TikTok a lot, too.
Oh, yeah, she's doing a lot on TikTok.
I wonder if she regrets writing Friday songs.
She didn't write it.
Well, I know she didn't write it, but you know what I mean.
I think she spoke about it before. She kind of does, because of the amount of backlash she got from just being at school and the amount of trauma it caused her. But then nowadays she's like, honestly, I really wouldn't have changed a thing, because I wouldn't be in the greatest place that I am now.
Honestly,
it set she's her up for where she is now. And if she's happy, hell, good for her, man.
Absolutely.
I may not have been a fan of the song, but honestly, I never attacked her as a person.
No.
I just didn't like the song.
Never attacked her as a person. I just thought it was like the cringiest song ever.
It is.
Why did you do this?
Yeah. This is true. Anyway, why don't we do this? Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with Within Brim Skin.
Hey, this is Adam from Big Brother 13, and you're listening to With Brim. Raw!
Ugh, I can't seem to find a hotel room online.
Ooh, it's convention season. Looks like someone's trying to book a room in my hotel. And I, Baron Von Bigwig, am going to raise my prices.
Why are they so expensive? I'm on a budget.
Did someone say budget? I am Budget Hero, and my faithful companion...
Penny Saver!
Wow, it's the Red Roof Geek Guild.
No autographs.
My boy. Do you have a passion for geek culture?
Of course!
Try this! Visit budgetheroes.com to find over 600 Red Roof Inn properties.
Then?
Enter the code 625626.
To save 15%!
Hey, that's my line!
It worked! Thanks, Budget Heroes!
We saved today!
I see what you did there.
up,
save today!
I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for Red Roof. I'll get you next time, Budget Hero!
It's morphin' time! Hey, man, this is Austin St. John, ASJ Jason, the original Red Ranger. You are listening with Brimstone.
It's a big welcome from Mile 7 Sports. In the blue corner, mass-produced, weighing in at a sugary 41 grams, Dollar T. In the red corner, brewing out of Strong Island, weighing in at a slim 12 and a half ounces of all-natural fruit, honey, and smooth habanero heat, Picant. Picant takes the lead early with a smooth pair of punches. Oh, we hit him with a pineapple. Oh, no! A sweet mango.
He's pouring a little liquor in it.
Picant is really mixing it up. Dalla's having a rough start.
Yeah, he seems lethargic. Heavy sugar's got him crashing. He is not going to make it through this round.
Picant's playing to his own strategy.
He's digging down deep, using his all-natural ingredients to cleanly secure the title as top iced tea.
Picant tea with an excellent combo of caffeine and chili.
I bet he didn't see that one coming.
He beat the cap out of him.
Fight is over.
There's tea everywhere. If you're sick of getting KO'd by high sugar and artificial sweeteners, be sure to visit PicantTeaCo.com and grab one of their flavors at your local Stop and Shop.
This is Brutus the Barber Beefcake. Do yourself a favor. If you don't want me shaving your head, you gotta tune into my brother, Brimstone.
Keto, but between the kids, work, and life, who has time for meal prep? I barely have time to microwave pizza. I saw other moms looking slim and healthy while I was still carrying around 20 pounds of extra baby weight from 8 years ago. So I signed myself up for Healthy Meal Supreme. Picture this: healthy gourmet meals prepared fresh, portioned by chefs, and they deliver direct to my home once a week. The best part is I have a smaller waistline and I have a few extra bucks at the end of the month for a new pair of shoes. Get this, you can even have dessert. They make amazing double chocolate brownies and they're gluten-free. Visit HealthyMealSupreme.com and eat a better meal to get slimmer and healthier today.
Hey, this is Bill Rogers, voice of Brock and Pokemon, Urien and Street Fighter, and the King and Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. You are listening to Rim.
Once upon a time, there was a prince and his beautiful horse.
Whoa, girl. Ah, you're still fresh from this morning's bath. That mane and tail deep moisturizing shampoo and conditioner always works like a charm.
Oh, dear prince, I'm the Lady of the Lake.
The fabled woman of the water.
Your horse's mane and tail look positively radiant.
Why, thank you, fair maiden. But wait, what happened to your hair? Legends say that yours was the most beautiful thine eyes had ever seen.
Aye, it was once. But 500 years in the lake make one lose its luster.
You may be magical, but I have the solution that will repair, rebuild, and rejuvenate your hair!
Dear prince, you have discovered the secret?
And with that, the brave prince handed the lady a flask of the finest mane and tail.
Hear, hear, fair lady!
Mane and tail has lifted my curse! My hair has become healthy, soft, and silky once again!
Mane and tail hath restored your magic! Let us celebrate!
Huzzah!
Discover the secret within your own fairy tale by visiting...
Welcome back to Within Brimskin.
Hey,
yes. Yes.
Yes.
What do you call it?
Yes.
So that wasn't everything that happened on Tuesday last week. What do you call it?
Oh, really?
In the morning before we hit up Torchbearers, we actually stopped off and had brunch. Well, okay. It was kind of like breakfast, but it was kind of brunch. It was a little later. But we had with our friends from Mane and Tail.
Nice.
So we got to sit and hang out with them, and that was awesome because we haven't seen them since well before the pandemic.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, that was just – it was just – listen – For those of you who aren't aware, we're very close with our friends over at Mane and Tail, and you know, they're very, very good people. And you know, we legitimately, when we haven't seen them, we miss them. And so it was very nice to be able to see them break bread and the whole nine yards there. So we got to see them, had a good time, saw lots of pictures of the baby. You know,
aww,
so that
the
was good.
Baby.
After that, we went down, like I said, to Torchbearers. Remember, guys, Torched Stone Tie. 15% off. Use Torched15 at the Torchbearer Sauces website. Thank you.
Nice.
Anyway, moving forward, on the way back, we were like, let's go stop and see what the progress is on the Smod Castle.
Yeah.
So what do you call it? So I contacted Ernie, for those of you who don't know, Ernie O'Donnell, from Clerks and Mallrats and every other Kevin Smith movie.
Also, the USQ's resident carpenter, basically.
Basically. So, you know, he is a partner with Kevin, you know, for the Smod Castle. And I was like, hey, Ernie, are you around? Because we're going to be kind of driving by. We'll go out of the way, know, but we wanted to stop by, see you, see how everything's going, you know, and see how the Smod Castle's coming along.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, absolutely, come down. So he got one of the first bottles of the sauce, by the way.
Nice.
And when I tell you that the place looks awesome.
Yeah.
The place looks flipping awesome.
That's so cool.
It's just such a cool vibe.
I can't wait to go back.
Yeah.
When it's done, I would love to go.
Well, we're going to do some stuff with it.
Oh, of course.
So, what do you call it? So, for those of you out there, pay attention, because we're definitely going to be doing GHR stuff over at the Smod Castle. So, keep that in the loop. What do you call it? In your minds. You know what I mean? And, you know, when we know what's going on, you'll know what's going on. So,
exactly.
That being said, it's pretty freaking awesome. I can't explain a lot of the stuff in there simply because they haven't released it yet.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know, so that's that.
But a lot of good things are going on. A lot of great things are happening, I'm guessing.
Things, yes, good. A lot of good things.
Good.
So that was, what do you call, that was the day. And then we went and we took some pictures outside the Quick Stop. So,
yeah, I saw
you know,
those photos. Good job.
You know, it was fun. And, you know, Danielle loves, you know, all Clerks stuff. So I made sure that when I was posting, I had to be the purist and make sure to put up a black and white version of the picture rather than a color one. You know what I mean?
Because that's appropriate. Yeah, yeah. It's appropriate.
So anybody that wants to see that, you can go to @TheRealBrimstone on Instagram, and you'll see some of the pics from that day. You'll see Ernie, what do you call it? There's another one with all the stuff from the hot sauce making. So what do you call it? Definitely go and check that out. So that's what happened last week on Just Tuesday. I mean, other than that, it's been like constant going grind. I did, for everybody who wants to see it, I just did today, yesterday for when you guys are hearing
it. As of this recording.
Yeah, with Greg Sipes from Teen Titans Go. He does with, you know, Klasky Supa, right?
Yeah.
So what do you call it? So he does a thing called RoboSplat with them.
Okay.
So RoboSplat is, what do you call it? It's like, you know, it's family entertainment and so forth.
Yeah.
You know, and you know who Klasky Supa is?
No.
Shame on you. It's Rugrats. They do Rugrats.
The studio that made Rugrats.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So what do you call it?
Well, obviously, I know Rugrats. Yeah. So then, yeah.
So they do this thing, RoboSplat, and Greg does the hosting as RoboSplat, the character.
Nice.
And he also does the hosting for Talk Serial on their Insta. So they
that's
do a
cool.
show every Monday. So I was their guest this week. So if you guys want to check that, that's fun. I also did the O'Hallorant this past week, which was a lot of fun, which was with Brian O'Halloran.
The O'Hallorant? All right. That's
how cool is that name?
That is a 10 out of 10 clever, clever pun right there,
like
Brian.
It.
Good job.
And we were having a lot of really cool, good talks. You know what I mean? I know that I believe it's the first week of November, is when the deal with the guys from Bowling for Soup are coming out, Jarrett and Gary. I did the Rockstar Dad Show.
How was that?
That was really cool.
Nice.
So what we did speak about on that show, which you can talk about yours too if you want or not.
That's all right.
But what do you call it? We talked about Dylan and what's going on with his anxiety and all the stuff that's going on there, because you know. Jarrett is having issues with that, you know, and so forth.
Oh, of course.
And so, you know, so, like, you know, we were just talking about it's stuff that I don't normally talk about on our shows. So, what do you call it? It is something different. And if you guys want to check it out, it's very, very cool.
Nice.
Very important. It's up on thegrindhouseradio.com and therealbrimstone.com. If you check out the schedule, you'll see it. And there's a whole lot of other interviews and so forth coming up. So, you know, it's a lot of fun. And I urge everybody to kind of hang out with me.
Okay.
From that, there's just like so many other things going on.
Work.
And, you know, it's just like constantly going and grinding. Want to tell everybody about the Best of Long Island?
Oh, absolutely. So the Best of Long Island nominations are up again, and you can vote. So you go to bestofli.com, and you can vote for us for Best Radio Station, Best Podcast Studio, Best Recording Studio. You can get Brim on Best LI Personality.
Please.
And do not forget to get All Music Inc. for Best Music Store and Best Bookstore for Planet Comics for our good buddy Kevin.
Yeah.
Cast your votes, people.
One time per email. per day.
Yeah.
Bing, bang,
which
boom.
Means you set up 9,000 emails.
Exactly. Allegedly set up 9,000
emails.
Allegedly. Thank you.
Well, hopefully you guys will do it, know, because we would appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Once again, bestofli.com.
Yes. Now, speaking of LI, what do you call it? I don't know if you guys had seen this. I mean, but it keeps happening.
Maybe.
Happening repetitively here on the island. Another couple of bars lost their liquor licenses because of doing over-freaking crowding and over-freaking...
Yep.
I'm not surprised.
What's wrong with these people?
You
want to
know?
At all.
You want to know something else that's happened too?
What?
The venue that Jen and I were looking at got slapped.
No.
Yep.
For what?
Super spreader event.
Hopefully it wasn't yours.
Nope.
When?
No, it was my venue. The venue that
I know.
We haven't had our wedding.
No, but it's the same place.
It's the exact same venue that we were going to have it at.
But it's the same place that you had...
Hmm? No, I don't think it is.
It's not the same place.
No, it's not that same place.
The engagement?
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
The other place that place is a little further out east.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So they had a Sweet 16 party with
of course.
That was the place.
Oh.
So instead of 50 people, they had about 85 to 100 people there.
Seriously?
And they managed to infect over 300 something people.
Oh.
From that, and the reason why it got so big was because they had to shut down a school district in order to trace it.
Oh.
So it went back to that event, and the owners now are slapped with a fine. They are going to court. They still have to release a public statement about it, but they've been very quiet to the people who they've had to cancel events for the next weekend and the next couple days after that.
Unreal.
And a lot of people didn't get their money back, so this is going to be a bit of an issue.
Oh my God.
Yep. We didn't put that much into it, so we wouldn't be losing anything really if we had to get involved, but... we're trying to explore our options to see what's going down. So maybe they'll clean up their act and it was just a slap on the wrist and then they'll do, hazmat everything for here on out.
I wouldn't trust it.
Listen, I'm uncomfortable about it too. I'm going to admit that. We're
going to
see how we got a whole year. So things can change. For the better, I'm hoping.
It can change.
I'm hoping
for
the best.
The place is a dirty little asshole.
Yes.
But no, I mean, it might be a nice place, but why?
It is an absolute gorgeous place. It's perfectly small. It's like the best type of place that Jen and I want. But because of this event now, it makes us very uncomfortable.
But who the hell... Is like, but was it them or was it the actual party
that was
F that jazz. I'm just going to have whoever I want.
The place assumed that they had the right amount of people. They were apparently thought that they were following guidelines and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently, the party went and overstepped.
Right. Right.
People not social distancing, people wearing masks, all that jazz.
I'm sorry, you got to. It's Sweet 16.
Listen, it's a half and half situation. Half the business's fault, half the people's fault.
Yeah.
Because literally it wasn't enforced during the entire party.
And you know what's messed up is that half of these jackasses, if they're all sick or whatever, nothing will happen to them.
No.
They'll be perfectly fine and they're not going to get in. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But the people that don't want to get sick and that are taking their they're trying to be careful about this.
Yeah.
They're the ones that are getting sick and they're the ones that are dying.
So don't go to a Sweet 16.
Freaking stupid people.
Of getting sick.
Unbelievable.
People are ridiculous.
I am just appalled.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Seriously, like, who the hell?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
There have been places by me, though, that have lost their liquor license, though.
Yeah. Well,
so.
and well-deserved.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Luckily.
I lost my liquor license. I didn't know I couldn't
survive.
I couldn't tell so many people were in here. They just did it on their own. How the f*** are you going to tell me that?
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Luckily, they were threatened, and they said, if you do this again, you're going to lose your liquor license, and a lot more is going to come down on you in this case. So they just got like a nice, multi-grand fine.
Stupid
but,
asses.
You know, still, a slap on the wrist is a pretty nasty welt right there for them. So.
Absolutely. Yeah. Anyway, why don't we do this? Want to take a quick break?
Yeah, let's do
it. We'll be right back with Within Brim Skin.
Hey, guys, this is Anamia, and you're listening with Brimstone.
In a world where our food is unseasoned by the proper sauces, there is one sauce that has that extra special umami boost in which you seek.
Kikkoman!
Prepare your mind, body, and soul for that terrific touch of soy or teriyaki that will transform your taste buds into a typhoon of unbridled flavor behavior.
Yabba!
Traditionally brewed soy sauce, kicking taste into tongues with the same great recipe for 300 years.
Kikkoman!
Enhance the essence of every meal by making yours Kikkoman and pick up your own stash of original, less sodium, gluten-free soy sauces,
teriyaki marinade,
and other mouth-watering products from Kikkoman at your local grocery store.
Kikkoman!
making soy sauce kick again.
Hello, this is Andre Stoiger, the voice of Owl and Winnie the Pooh, reminding you that you're listening with my favorite people, Grimm, and every once in a while, Sambo.
Welcome to the Green Turtle. I'm Carlos, the manager of our East Meadow, New York location. Have you been here before? We're a family-friendly sports-themed bar and grill. Not in New York? You can visit us at any of our 40-plus locations across the country. Enjoy one of our amazing beer and lunch specials throughout the week. Or come in and watch any game or UFC fight on over 67 TVs. As a matter of fact, each booth has its own TV for your personal viewing experience. Don't forget about happy hour. Come with friends or make some new ones at the bar where everybody knows your name. Be sure to visit us at thegreenturtle.com and join our rewards program today. Don't be a turtle. Our seats fill up fast, and we'll see you next time at the Green Turtle.
Hey, this is Antonio Fargas, and I'm here with Brim.
Hey, where's Liz?
Give me a sec. Let me give her a buzz.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, girl? You coming down to the beach?
The beach? Oh, I'm totally there. I'll see you guys in a bit.
Oh, snap! That thing takes calls?
Oh, this is my cool new toy. It's the Phonem by Beyer Dynamic. It's more than just a glorified speaker.
That's cool.
It has a Bluetooth range of 10 meters, and not only can I have it here at the beach, but I can plug it in and use it for conference calls at my office, too.
Aw, man, that sounds awesome. I'm definitely gonna pick one up.
For more information on Beyer Dynamic products, please visit BeyerDynamic.com. That's www.BeyerDynamic.com.
Hey guys, this is Ben Wise. You might know me from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. You don't mess with the Zohan, War Dogs, and coming soon, Elements of Matter. You are listening to the one and only Brim.
No work, no effort. Just the ride. Boss Hoss Cycles. Live fast, live wild, live free. BossHoss.com. Find the location near you. Experience life. Boss Hoss Cycles. Be the boss of the open road.
Hello, this is Bumblefoot, and you're listening to my pal Brimstone.
Welcome back to Within Brim's Skin.
Oh, hello. You mean you actually, like, figured out what to do this time?
Yeah, this time I did.
Very impressive.
He told me what to do before the show.
Yeah.
He needs direction. He needs motivation.
I do. I need direction. I'm very stupid.
And me, I'm just a nervous wreck, so yeah. I just need to push.
All right. Well, all right. We'll push, and we'll direct.
Exactly. Thank you.
That. So there we go.
Much appreciated.
Anyway.
Like a good turd going down a toilet.
Talking about some stuff here on the island.
Mm-hmm.
There was, I don't know if you guys knew about this one. Apparently the DA arrested a legislator who was trying to trade drugs for sex. Did you hear about that one?
No, I did not.
Yeah, so here in New York on Long Island, Steve.
Oh, that's on the eastern seaboard of the United States, in the wonderful continent of North America, in the Western Hemisphere, on this blue marble we call Earth, the fantastic galaxy of which we call the Milky Way.
In
this wonderfully expanding and contracting thing we call the universe.
Very nice. Yeah. So what do you call it? So a Suffolk legislator here on Long Island,
oof,
William Spencer, was caught during a sting where he thought he was actually meeting a prostitute, and he was trying to swap
Spencer
pills for sex.
Oh,
like,
Spencer.
Like, seriously, dude? Like, what did you think was going to happen?
Just be normal and buy an OnlyFans.
He thought that he was going to trade pills for sex. I mean, really, what do you think he thought was going to happen?
Did you say OnlyFriends?
Yeah, he should have just been an OnlyFans.
OnlyFans, I mean.
Yeah. OnlyFans. He should have just bought an OnlyFans and just paid, like, what, $20, got a nut off, and was fine for the rest of the day.
No, he wanted to have sex with somebody. OnlyFans does not do that.
Wow.
Maybe.
If you pay enough, maybe, and then they give you a private PayPal link to send money to, then there may be something. But that's just on them.
I've never heard of that, but I wouldn't be sure.
I'm not alleging towards anybody particular. I'm just saying that the possibility is there.
Is that what you do on your OnlyFans, Zambo?
No.
Oh.
I just sell pictures of my big toe.
Wow. Okay.
People love it.
Now I know where to get that.
Nice.
Yeah, you're gonna get my hobbit feet.
Your hobbit feet?
Yeah.
That's kind of messed up.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was trying to do the sex music before when you were doing that, but it wasn't
pictures
going.
Pictures of my toe.
Oh. Did I
love his big toe.
Did I ever see that big toe?
You have.
It's got hair on it.
Oh, all the knuckles. All three knuckles.
Hairy
all
knuckles dragging.
Yeah.
Dragging on the floor.
Oh, wait.
Yeah. Anyway, so that being said,
yes.
I think that freaking legislator is a complete moron.
Oh yeah.
And what do you call it? And he should be hung by his testicles. So that's it.
I mean, you know, there's a lot of legislators who probably do like kinky, dirty things like behind the scenes.
Maybe, but like if you're in that type of position, you don't do stupid things like that.
Yeah. I think a lot of them do stupid things and they just don't get caught.
Well, once again, it's people who are in power and think that they are untouchable.
No, dislike. Anyway.
Dislike.
So another.
I mean, actually, do you really care, though? Because, like, think about it. As two consenting adults, do you really care if, like, he gives pills to somebody and then in return she gives him sex? Do you think, like, that should be allowed or not?
It's illegal, Alex.
Listen.
It's illegal, Alex.
All right, fine. What if we were in Amsterdam?
If what? If pills are not legal in Amsterdam, Alex.
All right, well
weed is legal in Amsterdam, Alex. All right,
fine.
Alex.
Let's say she traded weed for sex.
Then that's fine. That's up to them. But it's illegal. This is all like, right. You're talking about barbiturates. You know what I'm saying?
I understand.
You know, it's not like being like, hey, you want a little nickel bag or something like that.
Two barbarians with barbiturates.
You know, I don't know, man. No. Anyway, so now talking about politics, what do you call it? This is not political, but this
now
is political.
Now talking about politics, this is not political.
Hold on.
We're going to talk about politics.
But it's not political, but it's political. Did you hear about there's a supermarket that said that if you come in and show that you support President Trump in being reelected, that they'll give you a 20% discount?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they're allowed to do
that. You saw that?
So I did not see that.
So freaking stupid.
They can do, I guess, whatever they want, but I think it's the most disgusting thing ever. You know what I'm saying? And it's not because it's Trump. If they said it for Biden, I would have said the same thing. You know what I'm saying?
I understand.
My point is like, why are you trying to like rock the vote, dude? Like, that's you know what I'm saying? Because people are desperate right now. Here it is, and this is my thought on that. And then I know Steve wants to talk about a restaurant.
I don't know if they're trying to rock the vote. They're trying to give discounts to Trump supporters.
Bullshit. They're trying to rock the vote by saying, hey, you know, we know this is a rough time, and you know, blah 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 blah. So if you want to save some money, you know, show us your support for this candidate. You know what I'm saying? Show your support, and we'll give you a discount to give you items for products that you need because you're not getting them. You know, from anywhere else. We're going to help you. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's an issue, man.
I don't agree.
Well, you don't have to agree. It's my show.
Okay. Well, just saying.
I mean, you guys, it's your show, too. I mean, I digress.
No, it's okay.
It is your shows also. But, you know, at the end of the day, like, in terms of
I don't think they should be doing it, though.
Let me make that clear.
I don't think that any business should be getting involved in politics. I just think that, you know, you should keep your business away from your personal life.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I think they're trying to swing the election.
Yeah,
I don't know if
they're trying to swing anybody into what they can, you know, what their thoughts are. But then they said afterwards, after they got a problem where people were like, cancel that.
Yeah.
Okay, they were sitting, turning around, going, oh no, oh, we didn't mean it like that. Anybody who's a Biden lover can come.
You
for
20% didn't mean
off
it because you got caught.
Exactly.
Yeah, shut your mouth.
Exactly.
That they're just saying.
Shut
they
your
caught.
Mouth.
Right. That's a scary thought, man. Mm-hmm. Like,
well, the chocolate place over by us in Port Jeff on Long Island, they have a giant Trump banner right in front.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I won't.
Yeah,
I'll never
they
go there.
They go
again.
In Trump we trust or whatever the hell it says.
Yeah,
it's
whatever
so
it is.
Stupid.
I'll never go
it's
there
so
again.
So stupid. And they're gonna have a Halloween. They're gonna have a Halloween brigade. A bigot brigade coming around too.
Really?
Yeah, it's not going to be funny either.
No, and here's the thing, and I loved that place.
Me too.
And the fact of the matter
very
is
sad.
And the fact of the matter is like, you know, at the end
it's
of the
been
day,
like 3 years now.
No, you can't. You can support whoever you want. I'm not going to support anybody who's outwardly hateful. That's it.
Agreed.
Now again, if you're,
I don't
if
think the chocolate.
Hold
are
on
hateful.
A minute, Alex. Hold on a minute. Just because you're a Trump lover does not mean that you're a hateful
exactly.
person. Okay. However, I've seen and heard this guy sitting and saying and doing things to the people and not giving a damn about the rules of the town.
Like the owner?
That is a hateful person.
Yes.
That is a hateful person, and the hateful person needs to be punished. So if that's the case,
hang up by his testicles.
He should be punished. I'm not saying because it's because he's a Trump fan.
Well, is it
you see what I'm saying? Like,
I understand.
You can,
is
Alex,
it illegal?
You can vote for Trump, and I'll still love you.
I'm not voting for. All right. Is it illegal for him to put the banner on his business?
Yes.
Why?
Because in the town rules, they're not allowed to do that. He keeps getting fined and fined and fined, and he doesn't care. Just so you're aware.
Yeah, because he keeps getting money.
But he
owns about 85% of downtown Port Jefferson.
He
does not matter. Yeah.
So, the town's rules then unconstitutional? Because I'm pretty sure a business is allowed to promote whatever they want, a private business.
Not political views. I don't know if it's a political thing or if it's something. I don't know exactly what it is, there is a rule. There is a rule.
The town might have a rule, but I don't think that rule is actually constitutional because I'm pretty sure a private business can do whatever they want.
No, you can't. I can't. If Steve and I and Kim and Tom and we decided let's put out on the outside of the building,
that's different.
Okay, in our offices and say F something or that or the next thing. That's, you can't have that out there like that.
Not at all.
You can't have a curse word out there, but if you just want to put Trump, like in my town, there's a liquor store that has a giant Trump banner.
Okay.
And we can't do anything about it because it's their building.
Okay. Well, there are different rules and different laws in different areas.
I understand.
And again, if people want to vote for him, that's cool.
That's different.
Listen, doesn't matter whether I like him or hate him. I don't care who you vote for. It's your choice.
Yeah, of course.
You see what I'm saying?
No, I understand.
This is a matter of principle. All right.
Yeah.
Anyway, why don't we talk about, because I know we're running out of time.
No, it's fine.
And I know you want to talk about this restaurant.
So it actually wasn't a restaurant, but it was a recipe that my sister-in-law followed.
Okay.
So speaking of Jaeger. There you go. We had a German meal on Sunday. And we had something called Sauerbraten. Absolutely delicious.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah, it was homemade, completely from scratch. And I got to say, very impressed. Never had it before.
Okay.
Very good. Very tasty.
Delicious, man.
Yeah.
I like things like that.
Yeah.
Very good.
Delicious. So shout out to good food. That's all
good
I'm saying.
Don't forget
to bring it down.
Yeah, man. What do you call it? Just so everybody's aware, also, speaking about food, if you have not tried the beefer yet, definitely try the beefer.
Oh, my God. I want one. Do you have one for the studio?
We have nowhere to put it. The problem is you need a propane tank. If it's or the way to put
it's
it.
Just a long excuse.
I forget what it's called.
No,
we can.
I'm joking.
But,
Jesus.
But not in here. But I would like to have one eventually here. But I have one at home, and that's good enough for me. Anyway, unbelievable food.
That's fair.
Absolutely having a blast with that. Also, I got some really cool stuff from Wild Gear. What do you call it? Very good people.
Wild
Check them out.
Gear.
Yeah, Wild Gear.
That's kind of cool.
So it's really cool stuff. We're going to get some more stuff for the studio from them as well.
Sweet.
Anyway, that's about all the time we have for Within Brim Skin. Thanks for tuning in. Make sure to rate, review, subscribe. Hit us up on all the social media. And we'll be hanging again with you next week.